This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Picture this, let's go back to 2003. We're walking into the record store. Maybe it's, I don't know, was Brash's still around then, or are they gone, or JB or somewhere like that. We can't wait to get our hands on the freshly released album from Delta Goodrum. It's called Innocent Eyes. Remember that? I bet you just went, oh yes, I had a copy of Innocent Eyes. I know I had one, and I kept playing it over and over again. Well, Kate Patterson is from RMIT University. Kate, do you have a copy of Innocent Eyes?
I did. I actually ended up buying two copies.
Oh, two.
I played the first one so much that it started to scratch. So I had my original and then a backup. So it was safe to say I was a big fan of that record.
Just how big was the album in terms of sales?
Well, that's the thing. I think it's a fact that not a lot of people know that Innocent Eyes is actually the second highest selling Australian album of all time. John Farnham's Whispering Jack has taken the number one spot. But yeah, like millions of copies have been sold. She had, I think, a record five number one singles off the album. It really sort of hit the charts in a way that I don't think we've seen since in the last couple of decades. It was huge.
And it stayed at number one, I think, for several weeks, didn't it?
Yes, 7.5 months.
Seven and a half months?
I think it was 29 weeks. Yes, I know, which if you think about in sort of today's terms with music and streaming and everything, it's pretty insane to think that this one album just dominated the charts for such a long time back in the early 2000s.
Now, we're talking about this because you believe that Delta Goodrum does deserve a place in our music history. Do you think she's not getting enough there?
I think, she has maintained such a wonderful career over the last two decades from, Innocent Eyes right up until now. And I think just lately with the ARIA Hall of Fame and discussions over Jet being inducted, who, they also released music in 2003. And so I think that now, she's been around long enough that I think, she definitely deserves a place. And I think, if you've got the second highest selling album of all time and you've, consistently been releasing great music, then I think she's very worthy of a spot. So I hope that that's something that happens for her in the next couple of years.
We're chatting with Kate Patterson, PhD candidate from RMIT University, about how Delta Goodrum deserves a place in our music history. Kate, there's something about this album. It was like, I don't know how to describe it. It was like Delta had hooked into our own life stories, and I felt like everyone could relate to some of the music on there in some form. Did you find that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think in the early 2000s, we had a lot of really great international pop stars, but having Delta kind of come out, she was in her late teens, I think 18 at the time, and she was writing these songs about, being an Australian and growing up in Australia and tapping into really universal experiences around life and love and all of these types of things. And I know definitely myself and a lot of my friends who were also teenagers at the time really resonated with that and have continued to resonate with her music in the years since.
And Delta, she's resurrected Innocent Eyes, I suppose, with her 20th anniversary tour. I mean, it's been such a significant part of her career. How did it shape the rest of the career?
Yeah, I mean, I think having a debut album that was just, breaking all these records and things is just a massive way to break into the industry. And so I think since then, she obviously was diagnosed with cancer, just sort of towards the end of the release of Innocent Eyes. And so her next record was, a bit darker in its themes and sort of touching on those types of things. But yeah, I think she's maintained that real, piano-driven sort of pop magic that we love from her. And with each album has sort of evolved since then. But there's just a particular magic, I think, with Innocent Eyes, as you said, in terms of connecting with so many people at that time, and continues to mean a lot to people today as well.
Kate, you mentioned John Farnham's Whispering Jack album, but I suppose one of those iconic albums that was released in Australian music history. What is it that makes, I suppose, an album, part of our collective identity?
Yeah, I mean, I think music plays such a great role in being able to help construct identity in a lot of different ways and helps us to reflect on particular moments in our lives. And I think, you know, John Farnham is a great example of what we generally consider to be a lot of really iconic Australian music, which is sort of that pub rock kind of sound, which I think, you know, definitely has a great place in our history. And who, you know, who doesn't like to sing horses at the end of a wedding or a night out? But I think it's time also to acknowledge that we've got a lot of other really great Australian acts who, you know, lately we've had Troye Sivan, we've got Delta, we've got all of these different people who are connecting with people as well and helping lots of different people construct their identities and find meaning in their lives. So, yeah, I think, you know, there's no magic formula, but I think when a song really resonates with the audience, then, you know, it's on track to be a real hit.
I reckon we start seeing a bit of Delta at the weddings. What do you reckon?
Oh, I mean, I'm all for it. I think I love a wedding with a bit of Innocent Eyes or Born to Try in there. Bit of Lost Without You is a hit too.
Oh, that'd be perfect. Great to chat with you, Kate. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you.
That is Kate Patterson from RMIT University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.